Okay, so in the Gemara brings down Amram Shimon Levi, Kol Hashmanim Kulan Yafin Lener. All shemen, all oils are Yafin Lener. They're nice, they're good for Ner. The Shemen Zayis Min Amuvcha. However, Shemen Zayis is from the chosen ones. It's better. What's better about Shemen Zayis? The Gemara doesn't tell us. Just, the Gemara says Shemen Zayis Min Amuvcha. In the beginning, Mar used to go after shemen made from shumshmin, from sesame. Oma, he would say, "Hai mashach nuri tvei." This would burn nicer. It would burn nicer. It burned better, burnt nicer. I mean, even though, of course, Mar, Abaya, Mar, they knew the nes took place with the Chari, they knew the nes took place with Shemen Zayis. But still, they felt that Mashach Nuri Tufay is more of a Milo. And then later on came the Shamala, the Hadar of Shuman Levi, Mahada Mishcha de Zesa, Omahait Slil Nuri Tufay, it's a clearer burn. No, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Mashach Nuri Tufay means it burns longer. It's Mashach, it goes longer. So in the beginning, he looked for the Mishcha de Shimshi of Shumshmin because it burnt longer. What does that mean? We'll have to define soon. Later on, when he heard the memory of Shuman Levi, it's a clearer burn. So then he changed his mind. What went on over here? So first on the Gemara, Hay Mashach Nuri Tfei. What does that mean? It burnt longer. So it seems like there is a Milo over here. If that was his Havamina, that it should burn the light should burn for a long time. So this is not like a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Simin, Tav Reish Ayin Beis Sifkat Gimel, seems to say there's no Milo whether it burns for a long time or a short time. As long as it burns for the shear that it needs to burn for is enough. But over here it sounds like there is an Indian of it burning longer than longer. The longer it burns, there's a Milo to it. But the emes is, we have to understand Bechal, what's the Gemara? What's the Gemara saying? Meresh ma'av ma'ada mishcha de shum de mashach nuri tfei. It burns longer. What are we talking about? Longer than the shear, or shorter than the shear? And then when the Gemara says, let me ask it like this: when the Gemara says that late after you heard the memory of Shum Levi, now you use Shemen Zayis, which was a clearer burn the flame was a nicer flame. So then it didn't burn long, but it burned, the Chayyar had to burn for the shear. So what are we talking about over here? That was Mashach Nurei, and it burnt longer than the shear, so it was two Hidurim. So the Gemara is saying that in the beginning, I thought, it's two different Hidurim. There's one Hidur that burns for a long time, more than the shear, and then there's a second Hidur that it's a clearer burn. So the emes is that the Nazir Shimshin brought that in the back of many Shulchan Aruch. He asks on the Magen Avraham from this Gemara. He says, the Magen Avraham seems to make it that there's no hinder of it burning for a long time. You see from this Gemara, there is a Maila. Later on, his Chayzi, he decided to take the Maila of a clearer burn. But there's definitely a Maila of it burning for a long time. There are those that want to learn Pshat in the Gemara, the Briskrov. The Briskrov learned Pshat in the Gemara that according to the Magen Avraham, according to Briskrov said that the Magen Avraham understood that not that Pshat is that it burned for a long time. Just the Shemen of Shimshi is a Shemen that doesn't go out quickly. It's not easy for it to burn out by itself. It's good Shemen, it's good quality that it lasts. It's not easy for it to be burnt to go out by itself. So therefore it's more daima to the shemen of the mikdash that the nes was done with shemen that lasted for 8 days. That was his havamina. His havamina was not because it burns for a long time. It's takin no maila. As long as it burns ashtichle regal mashok, it burns its half an hour, burns this man that's supposed to burn, that's enough. The Maila of Shemen Shimshi was the Echus of it. It's a type of Shemen that won't get put out. It's not easy for it to just go out for a slight wind or whatever will cause it to go out. It won't fade out by itself. It's a type of shemen that can last. So that's more daima to the shemen of the nes that lasts for 8 days. And the emphasis of the Shalom Meshiv already says this also, Shalom Meshiv, in Tinyana Chedal Sim Kufrin Hei. He brings from a Talmud over there that had this kasha on the Magen Avraham, and the Shalom Meshiv again said the same thing. He said, Hamailahu Sha'anu Seivim Kof Seini Zokok Lo. Since we hold that if the Nair will go out, you do not need to relight it. There's the Indian to relight it, but you're not Mechuv to relight it. Im Kein Hamailah B'mishcha D'Shumshi, you know that it will last for the shear that you want. So you see the same idea that the Shalom Meshav learned that the Maila of Shimshi, of Mishcha, the Shimshi, is that it will last, it won't go out, it won't be Kafsa. And Rav Moshe in Dibris, in the next Torah, we gave out Ha'aruch of Gimel and Ha'aruch of Dalad. Rav Moshe also talks about this Indian. He has Shver Rashi. Rashi holds that the Ma'al of Shumshi is that Shainim Memar Lichalos. He talks about it also over there. And another Achron, Akobanim, that was the first step of the Gemara. But then the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, Kiv the Shamal of the Hadar, Rabbi Shuman Levi, Mahada Mishcha de Zesa. O Mahait Silil Nahoiratve. It burns nicer. Burns nicer. It's before in the Gemara that the din of Kol Shmonim and Psilois, that halacha that Shmonim, all oils, are kosher for Ner Chanukah. There's a mitzvah min Mubcha to light with Shem Zayis because it's a clearer burn. And the emphasis, that's where the Beis Yosef in Tov Reish Ayin Beis brings down from the Rekeach and the Mordechai B'Shem the Maram, Shem and Zayis, mitzvah min Mubcha. Shem Zayis is a mitzvah min Mubcha. The Darkei Moshe says on the Beis Yosef, he says v'chein nog maril v'minig ha'poshed lahalik v'shaiva. However, the minig ha'poshed was to light with shaiva, with wax. V'chein kosim minhogim the shaiva mitzvah min amufcha k'moy v'shem en zayis. That shaiva, wax, candles is mitzvah min amufcha like shem en zayis. He brings the Maharal, because the Maharal from Prague, the time ki bevadei tzlil nuhoire tfei mikol hashmonim. Meaning that if the mile of Shem and Zayas is because it burns nicely, and my Shaiva candle also burns nicely, so they both have the same mile. But then he brings the kolboy, yesh malikim neir shel Shaiva, Rabbeinu Peretz hayim matzuch neir saruchos. On the mitzvah in the mubcha of Shem Zayis Shabbat Ha'anes Ad Kana Sheinim. Neiros HaRuchos either means to the last the Zman, or Neiros HaRuchos, there's a hiddur that a nice tall candle, like you have a nice tall lulav, you have a nice tall candle. The Prima Gaon puts them together. In Hilchas Chanukah, he says that to have a tall candle is like a tall lulav. Agabanim, that's what we have over here. So Rav Moshe in the Ha'ara Chav Gimel, he's bothered with a question. He says, if the Maila of Shem and Zayis is that the nest took place with the Shem and Zayis, so why was Mar Mahada a Mishcha de Shumshi? Right? He held that it was Mashach Nuhure Tfei, right? Mashach Nuhure Tfei. And therefore, and you could say he held that, in the beginning he held that Moshech Nuhuret Fei is a Maila over Tzilil, right? If it's an issue of which Maila is greater, the Maila that lasts longer, the Maila that burns nicer. Okay, so he had, in the beginning he thought burning longer, then he heard from Shulman Levi, so he decided a clear burn. But if you say the Maila is out, that the Nes was done with it, then what was his Havamina? He should have been machriya that you have to use Shem and Zayis for Ner Chanukah because the nest was with Shem and Zayis. And he says, it's not mistarbar to say that he didn't know the mile of Shem and Zayis that the nest was was done with it. Therefore, he says, "V'nira shetamu b'shem the shemen zayis shukshel menora shu kasis." Right, the shemen zayis that was used for the menorah was kasis. Right, like the Rambam in Surah Mizbeach, Perek Zayin Halach Yud speaks out that ein kashel menora el rishon v'revi v'shvi belvad shenema kasis l'ma'ar. Ein kashel menora el ayotim and akatosh belvad. Special dinim about what shemen is kasher for the menorah was dafka kasis. So going back to Rav Moshe says that since the shemen zayis that was kasher for the menorah had to be kasis, kemat shalek ata bezmanenu shemei adam aim shtamshin, because everyone uses this type of oil. Vayze asiyim yuchedes nemenorah lachein elon a shemen zayis toch shel menorah. I'm sorry, kelek shata bezmanenu shemei adam aim shtamshin kizeh. But is a seam you had the menorah, specially made for the menorah. Lachain ain't lono Hashem Zayas the Hokshal menorah. Lachain save Rabba. So this is what Rabba held. The aim bestam Shem and Zayas Hashivas of Milo the Ner Chanukah. It's not the cost, it's not the exact same type that they use for menorah. Therefore, you don't have that Milo. And he quotes by Ayim Bater Zov, the Levush, Bashem the Maral. The ma'achash ha'nes nasei de shemen tzach l'kayim ha'mitzvah de neirish shel shem, right? The maral held that you cannot use shaiva. The maral held that shaiva you cannot use. You have to use davke shemen. So therefore, he said, shekavanasi mitam zeh hu shavu l'chol minei shemen ulimuti neir shaiva o'chelev shizke shem. Fine. So HaKabbalah, that Ramesh is mechiach from the Gemara, that there's no more mile of shemen zayis mitzad the neis than stam shemen. That's where Moshe's been mechich. That which we always used to hearing and thinking, that the mile of shemen zayis because the neis would know in shemen zayis, Rav Moshe wants to be mechich from the sugyo, that it's not because of that. Perhaps we could say that what Mar thought in the beginning was that there is a mila to Shem Zayas because of a zecha for the nes, but the koyach of the zecha nes is not enough to push away the tzad that the R is mashach nuri tfei. In other words, that it's not enough to make a chesar in mitzad the R. You want to be mahadir in the R itself. That's what he held. Avada he knew that there's an inyan to be the zecha and nes. But he held in the beginning that the zecha for the nes should be known with an R that's better in echos, similar to what we said before from the Briskerov and the Shaila Meshiv, that the mile of Moshach Nurei wasn't just that it burnt all night, that it burnt longer, but it was the quality of it was a better quality that wasn't easy for it to go out, and even more than that, like we said from the Briskerov, that itself is doyim to the nes of Ner Chanukah, that the shemen of the nes of Chanukah lasted for 8 days. So it was a good quality oil. Perhaps that's where you could be doichit and see it. Lemaisa, the Rekeach is mashma, that the Rekeach that the Beis Yosef quotes is mashma, that the mile of shemen zayis is mitzad the nes. He says over there that the Beis Yosef quotes, the Parshas Emel HaKoinim starts with Shabbos, Regalim, Pesach, Etzeres, Roshana, Vaydab Moshe, Ez Moyed HaShem V'nei So, V'samach Le, right, and Parshas Emel goes through, starts with the Parshas of Shabbos, then goes through all the Moyedim, and then it talks about V'yichu Elech HaShem and Zayis Zoch, Kosses Lamar, Remez L'chanaka, Shem and Zayis Zoch, Min HaMuvcha. So in the Rekeach itself is mashma, and smash like this also in the Archas Chaim a little, and in the famous, there's a piece from Rav Yitzchak Saginar, the son of the Reif, printed in Sefer Zekarin for the Bachar Yitzchak also, which in past years, those that we have past years, I think we've gone through different parts of it. The Hiddur in the Menorah itself, right, 15 different Hidurim in the Menorah itself, Agapanim, over there, it's also mashma. He says, "Da ki af bisham rozal kol shmonim v'psalim ksherim im kol zerotzei lachzach Hashem zayis Hashem zayis nasa anes." So we do find the Rishonim that there is a mila to the to the Shemen Zayas because of that was the Nes was done with Shemen Zayas. It's a Sheni, the Me'iri, on the Chaf Aleph, Amir Aleph, is before that the Zeichel and Nes is Shemen. That's enough for the Zeichel and Nes. Right? He says, Mimashach Savna Lamata Shaneir Shal Shaiva Mutaris Nerchamka, Mikomakam Noye Mitzvah Lassis Beshemen, Achasha Nes Hoya Beshemen. Right? So you could use Shaiva. Just, it's a noy for the mitzvah to use Shemen, because the Nes was done with Shemen. As it says in the Gemara on the Avchav Gimel that we learned today, Kol HaShemonim Yofim L'Ner, all Shemen is Yofim L'Ner. So the Yofim L'Ner is, because the Nes was done with Shemen. The Shemen Zayis Min Amuvcha, and then Shemen Zayis Min Amuvcha. Why is it Min Amuvcha? Like the Gemara says, because it burns nicer. It's a nicer flame, a nicer burn. That's why the Me'iri is mashma. The Ramah. The question is how to understand the Ramah. If we take a look at the Ramah, the Mechaba starts off, Kol Hashmonim HaPsila is K'sherim L'Ner Chanukah, V'av B'she'en HaShmonim L'mshoch Mach HaPsila V'en Arnit L'yof V'vayisim Psilas, they're all kasha, based on the sugya earlier Chaval. Okay, all Shmonim HaKasha. Says the Ramah, Umiyu, Shemen Zayis mitzvah min amuvcha. Shemen Zayis is a mitzvah min amuvcha. Vim ein Shemen Zayis matzoi, mitzvah vishmanim, sh'oyron zach v'naki. If you can't get Shemen Zayis, then use other shmanim, which are zach v'naki. V'noigim v'mdinez elol adlik v'ner shal shayva. Why? Ki oyron tzolol k'moy shemen. So, one way of understanding the Ramah, which is mashma like this in the Gra and in the Pri Chodesh, that they understood the Ramah this way, that the flow of the Ramah is all the Ramah was interested in one thing: that should be tzolol, it should be zoch, it should be pure, it should be nice, a good burn. That's all the Ramah was concerned with. Nothing to do with the Nes. Right, that's that gosh over here. The Ramah says, Umiu, Shemen Zayis Min Mufcha, why? Because it's Tzolo Tfeh, like the din of the Gemara. That's what the Goyin is Metzayin on that, like the din of the Gemara. That's Tzolo, it's Tzolo Tfeh. Im Ein Shemen Zayis Matzoi, so use other Shmanim. What does he want? Zach Menaki, again, to get it close to that Tzolo. And the minig is to use Shaiva, because Shaiva is like Shemen Zayis. That's solo, right? That's solo zach menaki and shaiva is like shemen zayis. So that it was seen from the Ramah that his concern was not al zeichel nes. As long as you can take whatever you want, as long as it's a nice burn, a nice fire, that's the main idea over here. It's a little schwer. Because the Ramah in Darkei Moshe that we quoted before brings the Kolboy. He brings the Kolboy down La Halacha, and the Darkei Moshe's Mashman, according to this, we'll come out that he's not bringing the Kolboy at all, and Darkei Moshe's Mashman is Chosh for the Kolboy. Also, he says that, the minig is to use Ner shal shayva ki oiron tzolo k'moy shemen. Why didn't he say k'moy shemen zayis? So there's a second mahalach in the Ramah, which seems like others learned like this in the levush, the chayodam, the kitzur shulchan aruch, seem to have learned in the Ramah that no, the Ramah is bringing down miu shemen zayis mitzvah mufcha. Mitzad that the Nes was done with it. Like the Kolboy, exactly like the Kolboy. Vim ein Shemen Zayis Matzoi, so then it's a mitzvah to use other Shemanim which have a different Milo, because like, if I cannot do Zeichel and Nes, so then we go to the next step, which is Oiron Zach V'Naki. V'Noigim V'Din Ez Elu to light with Shemen Shoshayva, because its aura is like Shemen. And Achnami, I'm missing the Ma'il of Shemen Zayis. And the reason for that is the Magen Avraham seems to say in Simur Reish Samach Dal because Shemen Zayis was a matzoi. That's why the meaning was to use Shaiva. The meaning was to use Shaiva because Shemen Zayis was a matzoi. So therefore, you lost the Zeichel and Nes. So now, really, what's the difference if I use Shemen or I use Shaiva? So we'll use Shaiva. That's this way of learning the Ramah. Like I said, the Levush, Chayodam, Kitz Shulchan Aruch, it's Mashman that's how they learned. The Emes is in the Shlo also learned like this, La Halacha, the Shlo also learned like this, that Mitzvah min Amuvcha Lahadr Davka Hashem and Zayis, to light the candles, after the Knoisa B'yoyker, and not to light with Neir Shaiva, Gam Loi B'shar Shmon, and Rak B'shem Zayis, Ma'achsha Nes B'beis Migdash Nas B'shem Zayis, Chem Tzosu Chem Kibalti, he brings a remes to it, and then he says, "Akein tzarech mishem zayis k'may b'nei shamanayr." And the truth is, if you take a look at the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Beis Yitzchak, many other poskim, la halacha quoted like this. The question is the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is not so clear. The Aruch HaShulchan, in Tav Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph and in Sif Vav, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to say, Mitzvah min amuv chalalik neiris chanukah b'shem and zayis, lefi shu nimshach acha psila yofa v'tzolot nehura tuva. So he brings down our Gemara. V'oid, he says, shanes nasa b'shem and zayis. The main Shemen Zayis Matsui, then he goes on to the other two steps. The Aruch Shulchan seems to bring down both reasons for Shemen Zayis. He's chayshish for, he brings down the Gemara. And he says, V'oid, also because we find that it's Zeichel and Nes. The Mishbrur and Sifkat and Hey, on the Ramah, he says, V'noigin be'ilo ha-medinas la'alig b'neir shel shayva, u'mikom makoy mitzvah b'shel shemen tfei. However, the mitzvah is more with shemen, minei reish shaiva, the idea shemen nasa anes. Right? So again, he says, the Ramah said the meaning is to use shaiva. Mishmur says the mitzvah is with shemen more than nei reish shaiva, because the idea shemen, the nes was done. And in the Sharet Zion, he's been saying, the Mari Broina, the Mari Brina. Now, if he meant that, so the Mishmur himself writes, "Mikol Magen Mitzvah Shel Shemen." Why didn't he say "Mikol Magen Mitzvah Shel Shemen Zayis"? He didn't say Shemen Zayis. He said "Shel Shemen." Mashman that he held that there may not be any Indian to take Shemen Zayis over regular Shemen, and that's what the Dibris Moshe again. Going back to Rav Moshe, who held that there's taken no extra mile of Shemen Zayis mitzad the Nes, says he's seen the Mishnah Berurah held like that also. He doesn't quote the Kolboy, right? He quotes this Ma'ariv Broina. He doesn't quote the Kolboy, he said, because of the Nes. He doesn't. But any Shemen itself is, hasn't it? But you could, again, you can learn the Mishnah Berurah a little different. You could learn that he means Zeichel and Nes. That's the Indian lying with Shemin. And he meant Shemin Zayis also. You could be matchinit. Kabbalah, we have here a big machlekes. Apaiskim. You have the Meiri, the Gra, and the Pri Chodesh, and the Dibris Moshe, that there's no Indian to light with Shemin Zayis mitzad, that's daimat to the Nes. According to the Gra, it's possible there's no Indian at all to light with Shemin. According to the Grod's Mashma, we have one concern, and that is there should be a nice burn. Therefore, if you have nice Shabbos, tall Shabbos candles, like they used to have those, or you buy one of those party candles, could be, according to the Grod, you're just fine. There's no Indian of Shemin more than a candle. As long as it's Oiren Zach, it's Soloyin, like the Gemara says. Pri Chodesh and the others are Mashma, there's Indian of Shemin. But it doesn't have to be Shem Zayis. Then we have all the other Achreinim, which held the Levush, the Shlah, El Yirab Chayodim Primogodim Kitz Shochanarch Arch Hashochem Beis Yitzchak. Kaf Chaim brings that it should be doimed to the nes that was with Shem and Zayis. Then we move on to the issue of okay, so we have Shem and Zayis. Does that be Shem Zayis, which is Roy L'Achilo or not? Is there any hider in lighting with Shem Zayis that's Roy L'Achilo? And the svar for that would be because it's more doimed to the Beis Hamikdash. And it's on this side that we're lighting with Shem and Zayis because it's doimed to the Shemen of the Beis Hamikdash. So is there a svar to say that it should be Roy L'Achilo? So the emphasis says there's no mocker to this hider. All we see in all the Paiskim, we just went through all the Paiskim. We started with the Gemara. We went down to the Shainim, down to the Paiskim. All they discuss is Daima to the Nes, that should be Shem and Zayas. You don't see more than that. You don't see more than that. You do see a discussion a little that should be liquidy and not solid, maybe. Or it should be from the min that they used in the Beis Hamikdash, Shemen Zayis, not Stam Shemen. But that should be doimen every prat. We don't see that. The Stei Chemed, actually, the Stei Chemed in Chanukah is Toiv. So over there, he brings the Machlekes HaPaiskim, how much does it have to be doimen to Menorah? But he seems to bring Raif Paiskim hold that doesn't have to be Mamash Daima to the Shemin of the Menorah. And then there's also then you see the Kaf Chaim. The Kaf Chaim calls the Levush. Kaf Chaim seems to learn that you should use Shemin Zayas because it's Daima to the Shemin of the Mikdash. But at the same time, he calls the Ben Ish Chai that a person can light with Shemin that's bitter and not Roy L'Achila. And therefore, La Halacha, the Shevet Alevi, and many other Paisim hold, that you can light with Shemen that's not Roy L'Achila. There are other rayas also to this, from other discussions that the Paisim have about Shemen, that let's say they talk about, some of the Paisim talk about Shemen, that someone slept over it. So going on the tzad that you're not supposed to eat that shemen, can I use it for la halakha? You see that they're dining up, can I use it for halakha, mitzad ruach ra, but they're not dining up because it's ein ra l'achila. And there are kama shadows like this that come up where you have shemen that's by basav achalav. There's a whole discussion, the Shari Ephraim and others, if I have a candle made out of basav achalav, can I use it as a cold mean nehenna from basav chalav? Right, basav chalav. If you cook meat and dairy together, you're not be nehenna from it, and you're not be mavashal it. So over there, the discussion is there bishul achabishul was already cooked? Discussion is it cold mean nehenna from the mitzvah of Chanukah? Is it nehenna or not nehenna? But I mean, Ivada can't eat it. And they don't mention that over there. So this kamaraya is that the paiskim. I don't know, we're not misyachas to this needin of Roy L'Achilo or not. However, again, Roy Yashas held that it should be Roy L'Achilo. He held that it should be Dumi to the Menorah of Beis Hamikdash. And he used our Gemara as the Makar to it, Shemin Zayas. There is another Makar that I did see, Rishleim Kluger, in his Chuvah Shneis Chayim, Simration Ches. Over there he talks about if it should be Minamutal Beficha. We find that by mitzvahs. Should be made from by tefillin. The Gemara Shabbos talks about should be made from something that's mutter to be eaten. However, again, the Stei Chemin says roiv achrenim are not mashma like this. Akopanim, even if you are choishish for it, it does not need to be with any major heksha on it. But that's been negated. Then we have a discussion which we're not going to go into right now, which I alluded to on the last Maramakim over there, which is about using electricity. Using electric. Using a flashlight or something like that, which would be negay on a plane. Right? That's where some of the pikes can tell people to do it, but I don't understand that for a different reason based on yesterday's discussion. There's no kvias on a plane. So as we said, kvias, I would not suggest it, even if you will say it worked. There are four different discussions that the Pesachim have about using electricity for Lux Nevis. Maybe we'll discuss it a little next time. Everyone should have a good Shabbos.